Hey, Vikings fans, welcome back to Orlando and the owners' meetings. We have GM Rick Spielman, and he's actually invited us up to his suite in his hotel. We're out on his deck right now, and that's his pool behind us. We got a nice setup here.
No, not at the owners' meetings. I got a nice little room with two beds in it for my wife and one of my daughters, and that's about what you get here. Yeah. The owners have a tendency to take the suites.
Okay, well, it's well-deserved for them, by the way. Speaking of the owners, you know, Mark and Ziggy and the Will family and their support of the team and hosting a great Super Bowl and the stadium and now a new practice facility. When you come here and you're around them, it's really a good reminder about how committed they are.
Yeah, we're incredibly blessed to have ownership like that because of the facilities at U.S. Bank Stadium, TCO Performance Center. I can't tell you what an impact that has had on players when we have brought them in on visits. But not only that, when they give us the resources to go out and do some of the deals that we have done, most recently, but also just being able to have the resources to go out and extend the players that we have in the past. So this ownership group wants to bring a championship to Minnesota Viking fans, and we're trying to do everything we can to do that.
Yeah, and when this is our first owners' meetings here. So, I mean, you got any tips for us, by the way?
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, we can do that. We're pretty good at that. But when you're here and you're...
I'm lunch break right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for spending it with us. We really appreciate it. Speaking of that, can we put our lunch on your expense account?
You have to put that on the Wilfs and then explain it to them later.
All right. You're around all these owners, and you get a sense for the, you know, they're stewards of the game, and you're among that group, and this is sort of where some of the important business is done in the off season.
Yeah, we had our football operations meeting this morning, going over potential rule changes, a couple bylaws. We're always looking, you know, when you come to these meetings, things that come up during the season. In fact, we're in constant communication with the league office as these things come up. So they kind of bring them to a head here. I know the competition committee meets on a lot of these issues, especially related to football. I know Coach Zim serves on the coaching committee. I serve on the GM committee. So the whole purpose is try to keep the game evolving, make it player safe so we can continue to promote youth football and because that's our bloodline. And eventually, if we're blessed long enough to be here, those kids playing in high school right now could be potential future Minnesota Vikings or NFL players.
And actually, Stephon Diggs is going to be here this week participating in a program that does promote youth football. So that is an initiative here. By the way, speaking of Coach Zim, you know, he pointed out to me that scoring league-wide was down 2 points this year. So he's afraid that they're going to make a catch easier to attain.
That's the rumor. Yeah. So I know as we get into tomorrow's a big meeting because it's just principal owner, head coach, and GM in that meeting. So there are a lot of important issues not only that come up on the field, but things that that we have to deal with on a daily basis off the field as well. So we get a lot accomplished in those meetings. A lot of the concerns that we have going forward, we're able to express with the ownership and with Commissioner Goodell. So and hopefully those meetings produce things that benefit the team and benefit the league.
Right. Can I use your water slide later?
Yeah. It's about this big. Okay. And soap just went down it this morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Rick.
Thank you.